It's Monday, June 25th, 2012.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning into The Sounds of My Head. The Sounds of My Head is a podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. That's the song Neighbor Crimes. It's by a band from Kansas City, Missouri. They're called Capybara, and the name of the album is called Dave Drusky. It's pretty new, and that Neighbor Crimes song, best song on the record. It's a good release. Every song on there is pretty good, but it's just that I think, you know, Neighbor Crimes is maybe the standout track. But if you liked it, check out the whole thing, because it's not bad. Speaking of bands with animal names, Capybara, how about Crocodiles? They're from San Diego, California, and they've got a new album called Endless Flowers. I've put them on the show before, and boy, are they good stuff. The Crocodiles are really good, and this new album, Endless Flowers, even better than last. It's such a good album, and it was really hard to choose a couple songs to put on the show from it, because it's all so good. It's like, man, it's just five star after five star, so how do you choose? But I went with these two. They're both really standout tracks. and an album full of standout tracks. We're going to hear Sunday, Psychic Conversation number 9, and Bubblegum Trash. Both super fantastic songs, both by the Crocodiles, both right now on Sounds of My Head.
Love. camping recently for this next joke. And I married a woman who loves to camp, and I am what you would call indoorsy. I'm surprised we can still get people to camp. Hey, want to burn a couple of vacation days sleeping on the ground outside? No. What if I told you to get the crap standing up in the woods? I still wouldn't want to go. You'll wake up freezing covered in a rash. All right, I'll go. My wife always brings up, camping's a tradition in my family. Hey, it was a tradition in everyone's family till we came up with a house. My parents never took me camping. You know why? Because they loved me. If it's so great outside, why are all the bugs trying to get in my house?
Yeah. is a wisecrack, but you're not a bad dude. Although you'd make bedroom eyes at a test tube. Late bloomers arrive when they want to, then they go wild. She's an accomplice to your strangeness. So your father was emotionally restrained, but at that time, whose really wasn't with a kid? Like a portrait of your regression, but you'll always have sex with a stranger. To spend your quid is a real shame that you don't drive. Since you don't drink, you should be driving me around. As you know, I'm an angel behind me.
Let's catch up. The two songs before the last two songs I played were by a band named Haley Bonner. Haley Bonner from Minneapolis, I believe. We heard two songs off her album Golder. First, Silver Zephyrs, and then Anyway Rattlesnake. Doesn't that sound like Rilo Kiley? I mean, that's basically what it's just, it's like you're listening to it and you're like, wow, this is Rilo Kiley, right? And then it isn't. It's not Rilo Kiley, it's Haley Bonner. I wanted to put on some Rilo Kiley just to juxtapose exactly how much Haley Bonner sounds like Rilo Kiley. But of course, there's nothing new by Rilo Kiley, so I went ahead and put on something by the closest I could come up with, which is Ginny and Johnny. It's Ginny Lewis of Rilo Kiley's most recent endeavor. We heard two songs. We heard My Pet Snakes, which seemed like the logical thing to put on after Anyway Rattlesnake by Haley Bonner, since I was trying to draw this connection that they're similar. My Pet Snakes, not my favorite Ginny and Johnny song, but it's okay. It's got some nice little hooks in it. And then after that, we heard Straight Edge of the Blade, also by Ginny and Johnny, both from their most recent and only debut album, I'm Having Fun Now. Pretty good stuff. If you like Rilo Kiley and Ginny Lewis and so on, probably want to check out Ginny and Johnny. Okay, up next, a band from Cincinnati, Ohio. They're called Pomegranates. Boy, are they great. You're going to really like these two songs. Pretty good stuff. First, we're going to hear Pass Away, and then a very slow, the kind of song I normally put on at the end of an episode, probably. But whatever, it'll do for here. It's a really great song, too. It's called Something Everybody Wants. Both are from their album Heaven, which is very good stuff. So if you like Pass Away and Something Everybody Wants, definitely want to check out the whole release, because these guys know what they're doing when it comes to making the music. That's what I say about them. When people ask, they're like, tell me about the Pomegranates. And I say, well, these guys, they know what they're doing. I don't say that. People also don't ask about them, but whatever. Here they are, Pomegranates, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
We're in the dark before the curtain.
could hear the choir singing all about your mystic wonder. Their voices all together sounded beautiful.
Bring all the bells, bring it, bell the people, and we'll win at the top of the.
Speaking of diapers, I went to Waffle House last night. Tell you, I thought the IHOP was a dump until I went into a Waffle House. Now, if you've never been to a Waffle House, just imagine a gas station bathroom that sells waffles. And you've been to a Waffle House. I love Waffle House. And not just because watching someone fry an egg while they're smoking reminds me of my dad. It's the people in there. It's like a white trash convention. Or for me, a family reunion. It's so white trash in there, it makes the IHOP appear international. I've seen a gun 5 times in my life. 3 of them have been a Waffle House. It's definitely a dangerous feel to them. You know, even the Waffle House sign looks like a ransom note. There's always a letter out. Occasionally it'll be the W, so it'll read Awful House. That's where I want to go at 2 a.m. That's when everyone goes. Their slogan should be, it's 2 a.m., still time to make one more bad decision.
Train, another destination. Train, train.
So before the last two songs we heard Minnie Riperton. She, of course, is the one, the only Minnie Riperton. It's from the 1960s, 70s. We heard Les Fleur from, I pulled it from Petals, the Minnie Riperton collection. She died very young, but released a bunch of music before she passed away. Very good stuff. Les Fleur, definitely my favorite song by her. And I wanted to put it on because the next thing I was putting on, the thing we just heard, two songs by Quantic and Alice Russell, the first song of the two that I played by them just sounded so much to me like Minnie Riperton. It was called Look Around the Corner. It's the title track from their album Look Around the Corner, which came out recently. And man, that is a great song. And it just totally reminds me of Minnie Riperton. Like, if you go back and listen to Look Around the Corner and Minnie Riperton's Les Fleur at the same time, or, you know, like up against each other, I feel like there's a lot of similarities there. All right, after Look Around the Corner, we heard Sue Susie, which I wanted to put on because A, it's a really good song, and B, it kind of shows off some of the Latin influence that a lot of the tracks on the Quantic and Alice Russell record have. So if you liked those two songs, or the one I'm talking over now, you should definitely check out Quantic and Alice Russell's Look Around the Corner, because it is one great release, I would say. Pretty interesting stuff. Very good. Okay, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, Dawn Landis. Big fan of Dawn Landis. I have been ever since the first time I heard her Young Folks cover. Remember that a long time ago? Really good, Dawn Landis. She does a lot of different stuff, and she kind of has like themes of things that she does on the records where she'll do a whole bunch of stuff in the same vein or something. And that is what this new record, I don't know if it's an EP or an album. It's not terribly long if it's an album, but it's pretty long if it's an EP. It's like the French EP, basically, or the French album. Every song's on it are in French, and they're all really great. We're going to hear La Vie a Lasso, my favorite song off the record, but it's all really good. So if you like this, check out the whole thing. Look for links to this and everything else I talk about at The Sounds in My Head's website, thesoundsinmyhead.com. All right, here we go. Dawn Landis finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Que je traverse tous les déserts et que j'allume tous les réverbères de chaque capitale orientale. Tu crois que je vis sans sommeil? Je vide toutes les beautés et que je danse avec tous les marins de chaque bateau à de toujours.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was New York is Good by BS2000, Sad Baby by Haley Bonner, and Una Tarde in Mercantita by Quantic and Alice Russell. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also leave feedback on Facebook. Look for The Sounds of My Head and like us, then you can comment all you want. Or you can send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again in a couple weeks or so on the next episode of The Sounds of My Head.